Last Wednesday, the day the re-election of President Bush was confirmed, several thousand students demonstrated on the streets of Tehran.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Not in honor of the president, who was burned in effigy, but to mark the 25th anniversary of the day the American embassy was overrun, its staff of 52 seized and held hostage for 444 days. Relations have not improved much since then. The only official contact between the Ayatollah's regime and the country it calls the Great Satan was in 1986, when emissaries of President Reagan, Robert McFarlane and Oliver North, flew secretly to Tehran with a plane load of missiles, hoping to exchange them for Americans held hostage in Lebanon. Now Iran looms ominously over President Bush's second term because of its nuclear program, suspected of including a nuclear weapons program. In Newsweek last week, Henry Kissinger wrote that Iran continues to declare the United States its principal enemy, and the acquisition of nuclear weapons would go far towards undermining international order. Deterrence will lose its traditional meaning, Kissinger said. It will no longer be clear who is responsible for deterring whom. For 2 years, the International Atomic Energy Agency has been trying to find out about Iran's nuclear program and hasn't had much luck. On November 25th, the board of the IAEA meets in Vienna to decide what next, whether to report to the UN Security Council, which could consider sanctions against Iran. If all this begins to sound a little déjà vu, you may be relieved to know that British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw says it is inconceivable that the United States would use force. You may also be relieved to know that the first official visit to Tehran since the McFarlane North visit has just taken place. Dr. James Billington, the Librarian of Congress, has been on what was intended as a very quiet 6-day visit to the director of the National Library of Iran. The rapprochement between the United States and China started with an exchange of ping-pong players. Maybe this one will start with books. Never mind that one of the signs carried by the students in the anti-American demonstration was "Death to American Culture." This is Daniel Shore.